Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile. Bundle and save with fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month, and you'll get a free mobile line for a year. It's a match made in savings. Visit Breezeline.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Business owners, meet Progressive Insurance. They make it easy to get discounts on commercial auto insurance and find coverages to grow with your business. Quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Sorry, guys. I don't know if you can tell I have my retainer in, but I've got my final dentist appointment today, so I can't
feel like
be messing around.
You've said that 100 times.
You've had 7 final dentist appointments.
Well, is there a final
exactly
time?
Because I'm not.
You keep losing it.
Yeah, exactly. And because I don't wear it during the show. So can you tell the difference, my voice?
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
I'm actually concerned about tomorrow because, you know, today I'm getting a bar put on the top and bottom of my mouth. So I could be a little bit spitty in the morning.
I have a bar on the top of my mouth. And I forgot that the dentist took off the one at the bottom. And so
Tongue twisters in the 7-1.
Tongue twisters, yeah. I said to the dentist, I was like, oh, I don't feel the bottom thing anymore. She was like, it's not there. And I was like, what do you mean? I forgot the dentist just took it off and never put it back on because he said my teeth weren't moving, so I didn't need it.
Yeah, I've had a top bar, which came off before this process, but I've never had a bottom bar, so it does take a bit of getting used to. Mm. So, might be a spitty one tomorrow. Join in from
exciting.
Tune in from 7.
Rise and shine, wake up in the morning. Spins fully charged.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday.
Your favourite day.
Isn't it everyone's?
I think it is everyone's. I think people wake up and go, oh my God, I've got the Tuesday fever.
I've got that Tuesday feeling, guys. To be fair, actually, it is the worst day, but it started off quite nice for me.
Go on.
For 3 reasons.
3?
1, got into the car, random radio station was on, and what was playing was, Buttercup Baby, just to let me down.
Oh, messing around and the worst of all, you never stay, baby, when
that one.
You say...
Producer Callum has just walked in and hasn't a clue what's going on.
But I love you still,
I said I got into the car and that song was playing. I need you, I need you, more than anyone, darling. So that was on. And then I was upstairs making a cup of tea and Kira from News Talk said, David, you smell lovely. And I said,
Kira Kelly?
No, the social media girl.
Oh, right.
Kira Kelly does not come near me. For many reasons. No, she doesn't. No, but it was different Kira. But she told me I smell nice, so I was happy with that.
What have you got on today?
Ralph Lauren.
Oh, birthday present?
It actually wasn't.
Right.
I'm just that bougie. year round. And then lastly, the third reason why it's a fantastic day is I put the perfect amount of sugar and milk and water into my tea. The little wins, guys. The little wins.
How much sugar's in your tea, be honest?
4.
4, Jake!
Happy Tuesday!
Yeah, he's buzzing already. All right, Kendrick Lamar now. This is Not Like Us. You're on Spin.
Hi.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I've obviously, I was telling you yesterday that I've been turning like random photos that I have in my gallery or whatever on my phone into like dogs of people into dogs, because you can just put dogs, you can put photos of anyone into ChatGPT and then be like, hey, make this a dog, right?
Yeah, your dog Charlie looked like a little messer of a teenager.
He did, didn't he? Yeah. But I thought it was quite fun. But the thing I actually noticed about it when I was doing it, it was like, yeah, sure, no hassle, give me one sec. Like ChatGPT talks to me in a way that I appreciate. Do you know what I mean? It's the same way that I talk in normal ways.
It's obviously picked you up though.
It picked
time.
Me up, yeah. The way I said, like the fact that it says give me a sec, I'm like, will you be a little bit more formal, please? But the thing is, I've always been going on about my Whoop, right? And if you don't know what a Whoop is, it's a wearable and it goes on my wrist, tracks key health metrics like sleep, strain, recovery and stress 24/7.
It's like a fitness watch.
Yeah,
it doesn't have a face.
But it doesn't have a face. There's no screen or anything on it. But it does have an app, right? And on the app there is an AI. It's called Whoop Coach. Whoop Coach is zero crack.
Really?
Like zero crack. It has the capabilities of telling you everything you need to know, but while being so stern and just being so strict. And I'm just trying to have fun with it and be like, oh, you know, don't worry about it. And he's like, no, you should worry about it. Do you know what I mean? So ChatGPT is talking to me like, ha, good one, Dave. Give me a sec. I'll come up with that. No probs. You know, no probs. Give me a sec. Whoop coach, different story. Yeah. Completely different story.
Scary guy in gym.
So I've come back on a couple of things that I've asked Whoop coach over the last couple of weeks. First thing that I could find was, what should I put as an activity if I was bouncing on a bouncy castle all night? Haha. It just went, just put other. I was like, oh, okay.
Because they really should have that as an option. I hate when you're like, give me, like, why don't you know what sport this is?
Yeah, yeah.
And then other times you're just cleaning the house and it's like, great aerobics class today. And it's like, no, bitch, I was just hoovering.
I just needed to be a little bit more personable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A little bit more crack. So Sunday night, I asked Woo Coach, what time should I go to bed? Your recommended bedtime is 4 minutes past nine. I said, I'm going to be real with you, Whoop Coach. Rory is 12 under on the last of the Masters. I'll probably stay up to watch that. He said, fair. Watching Rory crush it at the Masters is totally worth it. Just be mindful of how staying up impacts your recovery tomorrow. I'm like, leave me alone. Stop it now. Do you know what I mean? Like, this thing is really, really handy for coming up with things that you can do for the day. So I'll be like, right, I'm feeling good today. What should I do? And he's like, here you go, 30 minutes of this, maybe get to sleep at this time.
That's,
you know,
cool,
all
man,
that kind of stuff.
Doing that.
But I need a bit more personality. Mm. So I asked you the other day, I said, I napped, but I don't know what time I fell asleep at or woke up at. Can Whoop figure it out? No.
What?
Okay, right.
Your Apple Watch can do that.
Thanks. But Whoop can, it's just Whoop Coach can't.
Right, okay, so he's just not arsed.
He's just not arsed, right?
Yeah.
So then I just started messing with it. I was like, right, the lack of personality is just kind of giving, I'm just going to go mad at it. So I said, do you think you're stronger than I am? He said, Whoop isn't here to compete. To compete? Just to coach. Snorefest. I said, if I had an apple yesterday and had slept for 14 hours that night, does that mean I'm the fittest person that Whoop has ever seen? And it just gave me the usual crap. Having an apple and sleeping 14 hours is great, but fitness is about consistency. So no.
Boom.
It's the lack of personality. It's the lack of crack. And it's absolutely doing my head in. And so, yeah, that's what's going on with Whoop Coach. I basically asked it, should I run a 5K today? Because I'm 95% recovered and I've never run a 5K before in my entire life. And it was basically like, yeah, go for it. I don't care. Leave me alone. Stop asking me questions. So I do enjoy Whoop Coach for all of the benefits it has, it brings when it's being professional, and it actually needed to be a little bit more personal.
Personality. But at the same time, you're a pal, quote unquote, with ChatGPT for longer than you've been with Whoop Coach, so maybe he'll start playing ball.
Do you know what? That's a very good point.
A bit more time.
Yeah,
a bit more
point.
Time and effort. Eventually he'll be like, get off the couch!
Yeah, yeah. God, you look terrible today.
Give it another few weeks. Right now, this is brand new music. He's back, Dermot Kennedy. This is called Let Me In. I've not heard it. Let's hear it together. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You're with Em and Dave. What's the crack?
Hey,
I would like to play a game. Producer Colm, aren't you on this as well? Of hit or miss, essentially, on this morning's show. I came across something that I found really interesting, like treasure, online the other day. And it was essentially a thread on Twitter of someone sharing unreleased demos or just singles that never made the cut, never got official releases from the noughties. And these are from the heavy hitters I'm talking about from the noughties. You're talking Rihanna, Christina Aguilera, Nicki Minaj, Lady Gaga.
If they didn't get the light of day, they must be crap.
Well, I think in today's world, we are digesting music very differently than we did back in the noughties, i.e. what was on the radio was the only way we really consumed music. Whereas now, because of Spotify and stuff, these songs might exist and, you know, do quite well in their own way.
Yeah. So are you saying that these songs never saw the light of day?
They never saw the light of day.
Because I love the ones where it was like, you wouldn't believe who this song was originally for.
Yeah.
And then it ended up with someone else.
Yes.
But these ones just never made it.
No, some of them obviously were leaked in order to get our hands on them for this.
And I kind of rate that though. Like, I rate the fact of not releasing a song if it's not good enough.
Yeah.
Like, if you finishing a song and going, you know what, that's garbage, I'm not going to release that. That's good. Because most people would probably just go, I'll just put it out anyway.
Yeah,
see what happens.
Yeah, I've done something.
Yeah, I've done something, just put it out.
There's two of these that I think should have made the cut, so I'm interested to see if we agree. I'll say nothing for now, but let's start off with this song from Rihanna that never saw the light of day. It's called Bring It Back. Bring it back again, it's a fact that you're something that I want to It does sound like it belongs in that Ponder Replay era, doesn't it?
It's a very... Destiny's Child.
I was going to say like Mystique or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's
Sugar Babes.
There's a lot of, yeah, but there's a lot of songs that are like that that have been released.
Yeah, it's nothing special.
Nothing special, but like, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think I probably would have done quite well.
Mm.
I don't think it's the best song
I
ever.
I can imagine myself sitting in traffic going, bring it back again, bring it back again. But I did say if I had to pick, it would be a miss for me.
Yeah, not for me.
Not for me.
Okay.
Three no's. You're not through to judges' houses.
No.
Have to obviously just reference, yeah, apologies for the quality of this, but they are unreleased demos, so there's not really anything decent of them around. Christina Aguilera. This song, its name is Dreamy Girl.
No, boring.
I know you're only hearing a little snippet because we don't have all day, but thoughts?
Nah, it's like, I know that this was early noughties, but that stinks of AI.
Really?
Yeah, I just that was written by AI.
That just screams Christina Aguilera to me. It screams every song she's ever released.
It's
slow. She does a big long note and it's like, wow, isn't she amazing? But actually, it's not that great.
Okay, cool. Fair enough. We move on. Now we're heading over to Callum's bestie, Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
A song of hers called Good Luck. It's just classic Nicki from early days.
It's really annoying because we're only getting like the tiniest little snippet.
If I could play in full all five of them from now until 8 o'clock, I would, but we don't have time, do we?
No, I don't like it.
It's a no from me.
Yeah, no from me. It's boring.
Okay.
They deserve to not be released.
The best one so far has been the first one, I thought.
The Rihanna one.
Yeah, the Rihanna one.
Now we're moving over into the queen of Coachella, Lady Gaga.
That's better than Abracadabra. That's so good. That's really good.
Give me more of that. That's a yes from me.
That's a yes from me.
Me too. Yeah. That is a yes. Let's hear it again.
It really does have that early Gaga feel that like we're really missing.
It belonged on that album, whatever the one was with like
the
Fame. That's the one. Okay, finally, this is from Britney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give it.
This song, She'll Never Be Me.
Yeah, it's decent. Like, it's grand.
Deserved to be a full
song. It's Britney, yeah.
And doesn't it sound like everything else she did at that time, though? Da, da,
da, da, da, it's interesting, though, that, like, these people aren't releasing these songs where I'm like, you've released worse. Do you know what I mean? Definitely released worse. That's good. I said that was
a hit as well.
Yeah.
They were my two hits.
Honestly need to get into music production because I really love feeling like Simon Cowell for the last one.
Yeah.
I know,
no.
So
next.
Yeah. 100%.
I want to watch like pilots of TV shows. I'm just like, no, yes.
Here's the weekend. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Easter break. Lucky kids, 2 weeks off.
Lucky teachers.
Oh, man. Yeah, my brother-in-law just... So class, 2 weeks off. Oh, and then the kid. Well, actually, it's different when you've kids, isn't it? Because teachers have the 2 weeks off, but if you've kids, then you're just kind of minding them for two weeks.
Yeah,
aren't you?
Not good. Yeah, no, it's the teachers who win here, I think.
Yeah, fact. And listen, if you're looking for something to do, we would love to send you off to Emerald Park.
I was going
to
say the teachers are going to be annoyed at that, but they're not listening.
They're asleep.
If you ever wanted to say anything about teachers, now is the time. No, I'm joking. I love teachers. This week on the show, all access passes to Emerald Park to give away. It's set for an extra special Easter with a new family event called Hop and Hunt. It's going to be one of Ireland's largest Easter egg hunts, which takes place from this Wednesday to Sunday, and you can find out more at emeraldpark.ie.
Oh, you don't want to be getting yourself up there pronto then if it's kicking off tomorrow.
Did you have this on Easter? The Easter Bunny used to like drop little Easter eggs around our garden, and we used to like have to go and find them. Like, something, he'd be a bit clumsy and he'd drop a few like little mini ones.
Do you know what happened to me once?
What?
When I was living in Terranure, I left Dublin when I was six, so I was six or under, and I was on my top bunk bed, and on the night of Easter, I was looking out the window and I saw the Easter Bunny.
Did you?
Yeah, he was on the wall between our house and the neighbour's house.
I always imagined him to be a giant.
He was huge.
Yeah, there you go.
He was a huge rabbit.
So listen, every single day on the show, we've got four all-access passes to give away so you can take the whole family or your mates to Emerald Park. So basically, we're going to crack open one of our eggs in studio and there's a song hidden inside. All you have to do is WhatsApp us what that song is to 087-711-1038.
You'd be pretty cool with your AAA passes around Emerald Park, wouldn't you?
AAA, move aside, please, AAA.
I'm way too fine, I'm feeling so good.
in there under the yolk of the egg this morning. What song is that? Simple as that.
Very tough one. Very, it's very hard to hear over the tin foil.
Yeah, who puts their eggs in tin foil, by the way? I've cracked many an egg and I've never heard it sound like that. Like, it's very bitty, that one.
It is an Easter egg, Emma.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, my...
You should see her face. It's amazing. Just the level of just realisation.
There's no yolk here. It's just a chocolate
it's
Easter,
an Easter egg. Which is also famously always in tinfoil.
Of course.
Yeah.
The Easter Bunny. We were just talking about him.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with eggs or... Cool.
I loved it.
Well, get the song over to us, what you think it is. 087-711-1038. No cracking like an actual... Yeah.
Yeah.
God, it's mad how the brain works, isn't
crazy.
It?
Crazy.
Or in my case, doesn't work.
Crazy.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Dochi and Anxiety, you're on Spin. Coming up on 7:45, it was just a matter of time until someone released a song called Anxiety, really, wasn't it?
It was, to be fair.
Surprising.
Yeah.
It took this long. 2 weeks' time, you know the way I love my niece Florence and my niece Florence loves me?
You
gathered that.
Like, she told me she likes you.
Yeah. Yeah, she's having her birthday party at the end of this month, and I'm not around for it. I've a wedding I have to go to.
Okay.
But her actual birthday is the following week, and she wants to spend her actual birthday in Dublin. And when
she's wanted this for a while.
She's been saying she wants to have a party in Dublin. She wants to put my couches together and watch movies. She wants some of my friends to come and hang out with her. All the rest, grand. This is kind of like the little thing she's had in her head for so long. And like when asked, well, what about your mum and dad? They might like to see you on your actual birthday. She said, sure, they can drop me.
Class.
Right?
Yeah, this girl, honestly,
she's cool.
So confident.
She is. And her confidence knows no bounds because she has a request for the type of cake she'd like me to prepare for her birthday. Now, obviously, I can't bake, so I'd be outsourcing this, right? I'd be paying a baker to do this. But as I was chatting to her, she's mad for the voice notes these days. I'd always just like, oh, here's my sister. No, it's just Florence chatting. And I asked her kind of about, what's your favorite? We were just chatting, like chatting to a 6-year-old. What's your favorite cake? What kind of a cake would you like? In no particular order, she told me her desires and her dreams for a cake for her birthday. Whew. If there's any bakeries out there and you're really artistic, then I might be hitting you up. I'd like Arctic animals on one side of my cake.
Arctic animals? Okay, yep. So polar bears, penguins, that kind of stuff?
That kind of stuff, yeah. Know,
there's going to be some loser now who texts in, when there's actually not penguins in the Arctic.
It's the other side.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
On the other side of the cake, then, she'd like pets. Dogs, cats, fish, horses.
Right.
And on top of the cake, she wants animals that you'd see in the African plains. She said, I'd like antelope, lions, gazelles, giraffes, and ostriches. On the top of the cake.
Do you think that if you just put a load of animals on a cake that she'd go, they're not Arctic, they're not African, they're, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Do you think, yeah?
Yes.
What if you just went, oh, you wanted an animal cake, there's an animal cake.
Yeah, well, I just don't know what I'm, I just honestly don't know what to do here, like the specifics of it. On one side, I'd like Arctic animals. On the others, I'd like standard
The more
pets.
I hear about Florence, the less I enjoy her, the less I like her. She sounds like a terror.
How dare you? You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Looks like she might be vying for a summer hit because the follow-up single, At the Beach in Every Life, it's called, is coming out on the 25th of this month. Looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah.
I'd say really like something kind of beachy and vibey from her with that voice.
The reason I really like this is it's a little bit different to what you normally hear.
Fact, yeah.
I really, really enjoy that.
Hi, Callum.
Playing the National Stadium tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Stop. Welcome, Gigi Perez.
Could
I didn't
be here
know.
Now. Could be listening to us.
Oh, God.
Nice one.
Do you know the National Stadium is such a great place for gigs? I saw Noah Kahan there that time. Do you remember that?
It's just like a weird hall in the middle
of talent. It's on the South Circular Road.
Oh, yeah. So basically, it's almost like, imagine if the boxing ring was in the middle. It's gone now. So the seating's all around and up.
Yeah.
So like, no one's got a bad view, if you get me.
So Noah Kahan there, did you?
I did see Noah Kahan there, yeah. So interesting. Cool.
That's very cool.
I didn't realise that. Welcome to Dublin. What are the chances, Callum? What are the chances?
Highly likely if she's a performer.
But today...
Imagine, she should have been a boxer.
Let's go.
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 Here I go.
Fully charged. Spins fully charged.
It's so good.
Hello, what's the the story.
Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Hope all is well. Hopefully it's a nice short week for you if you're lucky enough to be off Friday. If not, you got Monday. All good. I was booking an appointment the other day, and as soon as I went on their website to make the appointment and I submitted my details, they said, can we WhatsApp you to discuss this or whatever? So I said, yeah, sure, no problem. Boom, here comes a lady by the name of Layla. And she's chatting about my appointment. Right?
I love when they do that. Yeah. It's like, hey, well, WhatsApp you the details. I'm like, yeah, do that.
As you can see, Layla here has beautiful, long, brown hair. She's wearing some fake eyelashes. She's just a beautiful, really personable looking girl, right?
Show me Layla.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Ah, Layla's lovely.
Lovely gal. So we were chatting over and back, no bother, and had it all organised, booked in. Nice one. Thanks, Layla. Have a lovely day. You too, Emma. Blah, 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 blah. A few minutes later, I get a phone call from a Dublin number. Answer the phone. Hiya, were you just trying to book an appointment with us there? Yeah, yeah, we can see it in the system there. And I was like, yeah, sure, I was chatting to Layla. She said, Layla's not real.
I knew it! I knew it!
They said, sorry, we always just have to confirm, Layla's just an AI bot. Now, Layla was convincing, guys. She has a name, she has a photo. She was just like any other person that you'd book an appointment with in terms of her just conversation and general chit-chat and chin-waggy. There was nothing obvious about the fact that she's AI.
You just talked to Clippy from Microsoft Word,
basically.
Essentially,
I did talk to Clippy, but they're even naming them. But the company themselves came back saying, like, no, no, Layla's not a real person. But they personify these people now that they have a WhatsApp profile picture.
Yeah, just call them AI chatbot or something.
Exactly. Don't be claiming. I'm happy if I'm chatting. If I know I'm chatting to a bot, that's fine.
I Callum, knew this was going to happen.
Look at the letters in the word Layla as well. It's L-A-I-L-A. AI is in there.
I would have spelled Layla L-A-Y-L-A.
No, she's L-A-I-L-A. She's L-A-I-L-A. She's L-A... She's L.A. Isla.
Yeah.
L.A. Isla.
Oh. Sickening.
This we need to come up with a name of that. Like I'm punked, but like AI'd.
AI'd.
Pretty much, yeah.
A lot of talk lately about Jury Street and how it's become kind of a hub for people sitting down and chilling out and enjoying themselves, especially when the sun is around. Because unfortunately, young people don't have a lot of places where we can go. I say we, I'm 30 now. I can say we. Yeah, where we can go. We don't have a lot of places where we can go. And a lot of places on Jury Street are getting annoyed. It's packed. As soon as there's a bit of sun, the place is packed.
I work on Sundays. It's one of the toughest things in the world, parking the car on Jury Street and walking up and just
leave.
No, but just seeing the crack out there. Oh, and then having to walk away from it, I mean. You know what I mean?
You want to be part of it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's FOMO. As soon as you walk past Jury Street, you want to be a part of it. The one thing I'd say is I know they have the car parked there and they need deliveries and stuff. It's a crying shame the whole thing's not just pedestrianised.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And just load the tables out for people.
Completely agree. So a lot of places on Jury Street have been given out and they were on RT News a couple of days ago giving out about, you know, people sitting on the street, so much so that they put signs up around the curbs. They spelt the word curb wrong, but we'll move on from that. And they were like, please don't sit at the curb, while thousands of people were sat on the curb. And I was like, how dare you, young people? Stop having fun. So I've come up with some new rules for the young people of Dublin who want to go to Jury Street and enjoy themselves and sit out in the sun. All right. So when you arrive to Jury Street, first you're going to park your car. Okay, so we're going to work our way down Drury Street.
Right, okay? Yeah, okay.
Starting from up towards Stephen Street all the way down to, I think, Exchequer Street, right? So we're going to park your car. Then you're going to go for a sleep in Brooks Hotel.
Okay.
Okay, we're working our way down the building, you know, down the street. We should be able to stop off at every business if we do this correct, all right? You'll have some dinner and bootleg, maybe a drink in Drury Buildings, right? Can you sit down yet? No. Okay, then you're going to get your hair done. Right? And then maybe you'll be hungry after that, so you can go and get some noodles in Asia Market.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Go have a look there. And then you're going to get your hair done. Right? And then you're going to pop next door to the barber's to get a fade after you get your hair done.
Okay, very good. Yep, yep.
Can you
keep
sit down yet?
Happy?
No. Time to impress everyone when sitting on the street later on. Get some jewellery. Okay? And then maybe after you get some jewellery, go next door and get some jewellery. Okay? And then why not get a piercing and a tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate you getting the jewellery, the tattoo and the piercing because you are using the businesses that are on the road. Maybe if you're good, then we could go and get some jewellery. And then we can get a nice Swiss watch before popping in to get some rectangle pizza.
Mm.
And then maybe some ice cream before popping in and getting some jewellery. And then getting our hair done. And then re-parking our car.
At the other end.
The other end.
Yeah.
Can you sit down yet? Yes, you can finally sit down. However, the sun is probably gone because we're only there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's probably very cold, probably very empty, not a lot going on. But just always remember to go home to your parents' house because you are the problem and in no way is it the council for not giving you anywhere to go and hang out like any other major city. It is your fault. You are the problem. Just always remember that. Youth people, young people, the youth, the teenagers,
Loiter.
The 20-year-olds, Loiter. The 30-year-olds. You're the issue. It's not the council.
Up loitering.
Don't worry about the council. Up loitering is dead right.
So fun.
So those are the rules for Jury Street. How do we think that they will go? As long as you pop into every single business.
Yeah, yeah. Like
they don't want you there, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't afford to leave the house now.
No, absolutely.
All that, obviously.
No.
So I probably won't sit in Jury Street if I have to give my business to all the...
You don't want to get a Swiss watch later?
No.
Maybe get your hair done. Some jewellery.
Ah, lads, just pedestrianise it somehow.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do with the car park at the lower end. Just pedestrianise the damn thing. Producer Callum been away the last few days, leaving us in the lurch as per usual.
Yeah, sound for that. Let's do all
hanging.
Our own work.
Yeah.
It was awful.
It's good to be back. Last week was a 3-day week. This week is a 3-day week. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Last Thursday, I travelled over to the UK for my friend's wedding. I was kind of telling you about it on the show last week.
Is the reason you couldn't go to my birthday?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm very sad that I missed it. I saw all the Insta stories. Very jealous. So I had to fly into Birmingham on Thursday morning. The wedding was in Nottingham, but there was no flights to my home airport in Nottingham.
Mate, I can't geography. Is that far?
It's about an hour on the train away, so it's not the worst. But it didn't mean that I had to get a train from Birmingham to Nottingham. Normally, an hour direct stops off in a couple of places, but
easy
enough. Got to the train station off the flight, think this is going well. The flight was on time. All direct trains to Nottingham were cancelled.
Oh, no.
Due to a blockage on the train line.
You have the worst luck when it comes to this stuff.
A train had broken down on the train line from Birmingham to Nottingham, which means I had to get a train to Leicester and then change at Leicester to Nottingham. So instead of getting a direct train, I had to get a train to another place and then get off that train and go to Nottingham.
Was it kind of in the same direction? Was
Leicester is a bit like it's in the opposite direction.
Oh, no. Anyway,
so it's adding like an extra half an hour onto the journey.
Boo.
But it was the only way around it. It was all good. I was managing it all right. I'm all right with trains. When I got on the train to Leicester, announcement came over the tannoy from the train manager. Good morning, folks. We've lost the train driver and we don't know where he is.
Nice.
So this train will be held at the station until we can find the train driver.
What a weird announcement. I don't want that as an announcement.
Don't tell me the ins and outs.
Yeah, sorry, something's gone on. That's none of my business what's wrong. I don't need to know the train driver's lost.
25 minutes it took them to find the train driver.
Where was he?
I think he was stuck in the blockage.
To try
and get to the station.
That would make sense.
But they didn't really communicate. It was just like, we've lost the driver.
Now,
anyway.
I'm just out of the train stressed about the welfare of this poor man.
Yeah. Yeah, should we help look for him?
Yeah.
Do we need to file a missing person?
Has anyone tried ringing him?
Yeah. Yeah. So we waited 20 minutes for the train driver, which means I missed my connection in Leicester. So I had to wait another half an hour in Leicester for another train. On the train from Leicester to Nottingham now, this is a bit of a small world or coincidence kind of thing. We stopped at a place called Loughborough. When out of the blue, one of my old bosses who I used to work with, not seen them for a couple of years, appeared, sat next to me on the train.
Stop.
Didn't realise it was me until he turned around. He was like, oh, it's you. And then he shouted at the top of his voice, who let you back into the country? And everyone around was kind of weird. But it was like, I couldn't get over that because I wasn't meant to be on that train.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
I was delayed to get on that train.
Is this you telling us that you're leaving us and going back?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
It was an interview.
But it was just so weird because it's like one of those moments was like, everything converged to this point.
To this moment.
Yeah.
There must have been a reason you were meeting up with
him. Well, actually, not at all. We just had a nice little chat.
Right.
So that was that all done. Now on to the wedding. I got roasted not once, but twice in the speeches, and I was not expecting this whatsoever. Firstly, I don't know if you remember last week on the show, I was talking about whether I should give the groom football tickets for his wedding present, but not get the bride-to-be anything because the football was happening in Nottingham Forest, our football team, and I was like, I know he's going to like it, and she isn't going to like
it. And it's pricey.
The general consensus on the show was that I should get the tickets, but also get her something as well.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to do. When I went to buy the tickets, all the tickets had sold out.
No!
Yeah, annoying. Stupid me, though, decided to tell the groom my plan.
No.
And then tell him that I didn't get him the tickets. So he made a last minute change to his wedding speech where he was thanking me like every 2 seconds, be like, and Callum's got me the best wedding present. Callum's got me the best wedding present. And then at the end of the speech, he revealed to everyone that I didn't get him the present.
That's amazing.
And he basically got them to boo me.
That's fantastic.
Which was the worst thing in the world.
Callum.
And then during the best man speech, the best man was going around. Now, I'd known this guy 20-odd years. He was going around the tables talking about people who was there. And he got to our table and he was like, and some people have had even to get a flight over here today for the wedding. They've come from a journey, come from a distance. Then he said to me, Callum, stand up and say hello to everyone. So I stood up and then he turned around to me and he said, nobody cares, Callum, sit back.
You get such hate.
And he got the biggest laugh of the day because of that. And that was because on this show a couple of months back, when I was talking about the stag do, I called him not the sharpest tool in the shed. Yeah. So this show is ruining my life. Okay. I'm never talking about my friends on this show again.
Oh my God.
He heard what you said about
him. Yeah, because I again,
remember saying that's not very nice.
Yeah.
You said he knows it, don't worry.
I would say that about my mates. Yeah.
But it's all my own fault because, again, I sent him the audio of me saying that on the show. So if I ever talk about my friends on this show,
they're the most amazing people in the world.
They're the most amazing people in the world, and I will never, ever send them audio of me talking bad about them ever again.
I love it, man.
I have to say, producer Callum sent us a video.
Oh, no.
It was very funny.
From the wedding.
No one needs to see it.
And it's one of the funniest things I have ever seen.
Nope.
Essentially, he said that he was just after coming off stage, after performing not one, not two, but three Nicki Minaj songs.
That's our Callum.
And our Callum.
Rap God was back.
The Rap God was back with a bang, and he was taking a breather in the video, sending us a video from lying on the grass. So that's where he was at by mid-afternoon. Producer Callum was at a wedding over the weekend. He had an absolute ball of a time, a whale of a time, and he sent us a video into the group of us. Was the wedding on Friday or Saturday?
It was Friday.
Friday, yeah, okay. So it first brought me utter joy. It's fair to say producer Callum let his hair down. He produced performed three Nicki Minaj songs, I think.
The DJ was lit. He was providing all of the songs that would be a bit of me.
A few hours after I got that video, I said, I better check in on Callum, see how he's doing. So I moved away from the group and I texted him privately and I said, well, pal, just checking in. How are you getting on? And this
I would never ever text it's like work hours.
This is very Emma. She was like, just check it. This was at like 10
very
o'clock.
Very unprofessional, to be honest, Emma. The man's on his own time.
I just was like, he's really let his hair down. Like, are you all right? Just checking in. And this is what I got back, okay? Callum's approved that we can play this. And I thought, all is well.
He's grand.
Yeah, do you know what? I tell you what, there's a nice couple of pictures on my Instagram, at Callum Farmer, C-A-L-L-U-M, Farmer. No, there's a nice couple of pictures there. I currently stand at 1,715 followers. If I get to 2,000 followers this morning, I will put up a video of me dancing from the wedding.
I don't like this at all. I don't like this at all. I don't want to see you dancing.
I don't want to see me dancing, but I want to get some more Instagram followers. So if you want to see me dancing, get there. But I'm only going to do it if I get there.
Okay. One more time. This was just brilliant. That's all I got, and I thought, okay, he's all right.
All right, so last Friday, I think the universe was messing with me, right? Because I was trying to do a lovely thing. Last Friday, I went and I gave all of the toys that I got at my 30th birthday for, like, on the show. I know that sounds stupid. I got a load of toys for my 30th birthday. But I did. And I went and I donated them to Crumlin Children's Hospital, right? And so I was driving out there to drop these off. To someone I was talking to that said they worked there and I could drop them off and I'm happy out. And I was just like, ah, you know, I'm looking forward to getting there and giving these toys and I'd feel good about myself and you know what I mean?
Of course.
It was a nice thing to do.
Lovely thing to do, Dave.
So I start driving over there. And the thing is, I have the dentist at 11:30, so I leave at around 10:45 and I have to get over to Crumlin and drop the toys and then come back. So you know what I mean? So I was kind of against the clock a little bit.
No matter where you're going in Dublin, whether it's out to a suburb or through the city, everything takes 20 minutes.
Exactly.
So you're putting it fine.
Yeah, exactly. So there I went and off I went and towards Crumlin. And so what the way that I was going to Crumlin, I have to go through this street called Bull Alley Street. I don't know.
Is it B-A-L?
No, it's B-U-L-L.
Oh, Bull,
and then,
yeah,
Bull Alley.
Yeah.
But I'd never heard of it, Bull Alley Street. But it's beside St. Patrick's Park. It's beside St. Patrick's Cathedral there.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely, lovely park, right? The thing about Bull Alley Street is that it's a one-way system.
Yeah.
Okay? And so I went, but I didn't know it was a one-way system.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going down the correct way. So it's all right. I was going down the way I was meant to. But I thought it was a two-way street. So I was in the left lane, right?
Oh.
And there was a lot of traffic. And I was like, oh, God, there must be a crash up above over there on, where would it be? I suppose it would probably be, not Kevin Street, but it'd be somewhere anyway. Patrick Street, obviously, sorry. I was like, God, there must be a crash up on Patrick Street. I'll wait here in the traffic. Keeping in mind, I'm in the left lane.
You're in the left lane on a one-way street.
I'm in the left lane on a one-way street.
On a one-way street.
Yeah.
No!
So, basically, yes, your thoughts are correct.
Mm.
I basically parked the car. And sat behind, I want to say about 10 cars who had no one in them. And I sat there for an awful long time.
Oh, Dave, that's utter delirious.
Until I realised, oh, there's no one in that car. No one in that one, or that one, or that one. Okay, right, going to overtake them all. Not overtake them, just drive past them. They're parked cars.
Yeah, yeah.
And it turns out that because I was obviously the car basically in front that had a person in it. I'd had a lot of people behind me.
Oh no!
Thinking that I was stuck in traffic.
God, aren't humans so silly? We literally are just sheep. We just follow. Everyone's just following you, going, ah, well, I guess it's traffic. Hmm.
So when I was like, oh, there's no crash, indicate out, off I go, straight down Bull Alley Street and onto Patrick Street. About 10 cars behind me were like, all right.
Like sheep.
It was so embarrassing. Like I couldn't have sped off faster. I was like, I don't want any of these people behind me to realise what I've done.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was a bit of a significant time. It wasn't crazy, but it was a bit of a significant time. So I thought this morning on 087-711-1038, I've been very honest with you. How long do you think that I sat there in what I thought was traffic, but turned out to just be a parked car? How long in minutes did I sit in traffic?
Can I ask?
Pretend traffic.
Quick question.
Go on.
And tell me now, if you don't want to say, that's fine. But did you make your dentist appointment at 11:30?
I did.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good little way to have like a ballpark.
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
I did make the dentist appointment. So it's nothing too crazy. But how many minutes do you think I spent in imaginary traffic? 087-711-103. Your guesses are welcome. And voice notes, please.
Must be like this city, lads. It's a car park, this place.
Yeah. God, come on. Beep, 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 beep. Come on.
Get in touch with your guesses on 087-711-103.
All right. So this morning on the show, we've been asking you, how long did I sit in imaginary traffic? And you may be thinking, how could you possibly be sitting in imaginary traffic? Well, the reason is because I was driving and I stopped off on... I was driving through Bull Alley Street, right? Which is just literally outside St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's just the street adjacent to the park there. And you'd be coming on to Patrick Street. And I thought it was a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Sat in the left lane. But no, it's a one-way street. Now, I was going the correct way, which is grand, but turns out that Bull Alley Street is also a place where a lot of people park.
Sure.
And so I sat behind, I'd say, 10 parked cars that I thought was live traffic.
Sure.
until I realised there's no one in that car, or that one, or that one, or that one. And then when I decided, oh God, I better go, and then indicated right and drove past them all, about 10 cars behind me did the exact same thing.
Sheep.
And it was quite embarrassing now, to say the least. So I've been asking you, how long do you think that I sat in imaginary traffic? 087-711-1038.
Amy's there. Do you know the street that Dave was talking about, Amy?
Vaguely. I haven't drove through town in a while, but I have an idea.
You have
where
an idea. All right.
Is that the one where, like, as you're approaching it, you got the painted like electricity box?
Oh, I've not. Well, potentially. I maybe, so. Yeah,
anyway,
one of them.
Yeah.
But Amy, how many minutes do you think I stayed in imaginary traffic?
I think about 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Well, 7 minutes too long. Has anything stupid ever happened to you, Amy?
I did the exact same thing, something similar, but I... So where I was coming off was actually up at the N7 in Clondalkin, and you kind of have to go into the bus lane.
Yes.
And the bus was parked there, and I sat behind the bus for, I'd say, about a minute and a half. And there was cars behind me, and I was actually so embarrassed. I just
it's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Amy, do you know what? It's not as embarrassing as mine, because you only did a minute and a half, so fair play to you. You realised a lot quicker than I did. I'll tell you that
longer
much.
Than that.
Mine is longer than that.
All right, Amy, thank you for that.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Amy, you were spot on. It is that as you're approaching, there's the coloured kind of box.
It kind of changes
the electric box. But yeah, it's over there by Liberty's College, yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely. As in, that little road is very cute with the little painting on the electrical post box.
Here's the parking, right? The park is on the left, right? And obviously, this is a one-way street, so there's the arrow. I didn't see the arrow.
No, that's fair. I get it. It's an easy mistake to make. Craig, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Not too bad. Craig, has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been stuck in imaginary traffic?
I can't think off the top of my head. Probably not now.
Okay, yeah, so you're not as thick as me. That's good to know, Craig. All right, and are you aware of the street that I'm talking about, Craig?
No, I have no idea.
You haven't a clue. Okay. It's a very complicated street, and it should be more signposted. What is your guess? How long do you think I sat in traffic that I had came up with in my head?
About 12 minutes, I think.
12 minutes.
It's a long time. I always think of it in terms of songs. That's about 3 or 4 songs on the radio.
God, Craig, you must think I'm awful thick to be stuck in a car for 12 minutes.
It's a long enough time, or what is that question yourself after a couple of minutes,
It was only 11 minutes, Craig. Okay. So I'm not that
11
thick.
11 minutes.
I sat in traffic.
Yeah.
11 minutes I sat in imaginary traffic, Craig. And
mate, you must have been in your own world.
I was just sat there going, this is taking forever.
Yeah. I'm never going to make the dentist appointments.
Oh, God, it was awful. Luckily, Michaela Hayes was on Spin, so I was enjoying the tune.
Yeah,
exactly.
He had to say that, Craig. Craig, he's contractually obliged.
Thank you very much. You were the closest. Yeah, well
no
done.
Problem. Yeah, no problem. Thank you. See you.
Have a great day, Craig. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Morning. What's the crack?
Hey, good morning.
Lads, I'm absolutely buzzing. I haven't been as buzzing about a gig in ages. I'm thinking about it all week. I'm going to a gig, a comedy gig on Saturday night, and it's in the Olympia. Has anyone ever heard of the show on Netflix, Somebody Feed Phil?
Yes, is this the dude who comes around and like he's not that into food, but he goes around all countries in the world eating their food?
I think he's well into food, but you know, it wouldn't be necessarily like his, and he's not, you couldn't quite call him a food expert. I don't get the idea that he's a chef or anything.
Okay.
He's just a really endearing middle-aged man who's very funny, and there's something about him that you want him to be your uncle so bad.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What the hell is that show going to be about? Because I never watched the Netflix show, but what's the live show going to be like?
That's what I'm wondering, and it's the ambiguity of it that's kind of catching me out, and I deliberately haven't Googled it in terms of what the structure of the show would be. He is a comedian. That's kind of his bread and butter, I suppose, first and foremost, prior to the show.
Okay, but does he also do like a podcast or something? Is that what it's for? Maybe it's a live podcast.
Man, I don't know.
Right, okay.
I'm going into this blind. But the best thing about his Netflix show is the theme tune.
Okay.
And it's just basically talking about what a nice guy he is, and just goes, somebody, feed Phil.
That's funny.
And I just think he has the best job in the whole world.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
The whole world. Can you imagine just being paid to fly around with a big crew? He brings his wife sometimes. Obviously, if she's like, Phil, don't be going off again for the week, she'd be like, Grand, come with me. And it's that laid back and cool. Sometimes he brings his kids with him to like Ireland or wherever.
Yeah, didn't he go into Ireland? And I heard it wasn't like the best episode.
It's the one episode that really would let you down, because when you sit through the whole all the different seasons and stuff, you go, oh wait, he comes to Ireland. And he could have done better.
Okay.
Like, he has like random pub grub in a random pub, and I think they feed him coddle or something, and stuff. Come on.
Okay, you know, fair enough.
Better than that. Anyway, I highly recommend.
What would you recommend? What would you do? Like obviously you do the coddle, obviously you do the cabbage and bacon or whatever they have.
What's our traditional dish? Do we have anything better? Stew?
Pack of the crisps, yeah.
Tato.
Do you know what? You should have got a chicken fillet roll.
Clonakilty pudding.
How do you take a chicken fillet roll, Phil? There's a bit more after eight. Let's talk about Blue Origin, right? It's Blue Origin is a company that Jeff Bezos owns, and he sent an all-female team up to space, all-female flight with Katy Perry. There was also Lauren Sanchez, who's Jeff Bezos' fiance. You had Aisha Bowe, you had Gail King in there, you had Amanda Nguyen, and you had Kerri-Anne Flynn. So there was a couple of them, and they all went up into space, and Katy Perry was kind of the main celeb, I suppose, the most famous one, and the one that everyone was kind of talking about, and the fact that she went up to space, and everyone was like, can we just keep her there?
Now, Dave, but it makes perfect sense for her to be chosen because it was meant to be a feminist event, and she's such a feminist. Did you not hear her last song?
She's a feminist icon. She truly is. Yeah, yeah, my God.
I hope you can tell it makes her.
I think I'm more of a feminist than Katy Perry is, to be honest. But I got to tell you about her whole trip, right? But she landed back down on the ground, and here's what she said. It was really great.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You are officially an astronaut.
Thank you so much.
How do you feel?
I feel super connected to love.
What is she talking about?
I feel super connected. Like, that is just, it's so typical PR celebrity crap, where it's like, just as soon as you, she wanted to be, do you know what she wanted to do with that line? What she wanted to be, she thought that would be the next one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I feel super connected. What are you talking about,
What's
Katie?
What's love got to do with it?
Absolutely
well?
Cringe. And then she did another cringe thing.
This experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you, like how much love you have to give, mm-hmm. and how loved you are until the day you launch.
What?
No, I'm really perplexed by that.
I don't understand.
What has that got to do with?
I don't know who. Like, when she says that, who's that doing anything for? Like, is anyone listening to that going, oh God, that's emotional. That's amazing. I'm listening to that going, what?
She was up there for a wet second.
She was up there for 10 and a half minutes. Okay, that's how long they went up into this space flight. Which, to be fair, okay, is cool. They were all in this little pod. They got shot up. They did a little bit of, you know, floating around. Katie had her set list for her new album or something on a butterfly, right? And she held the butterfly up to this camera, not realizing that the camera is like a Nokia 3310 camera. It
so
was
blurry.
Useless. She couldn't see a thing. Mm. And she kind of left it and she was like, yeah, that's the set list. Crazy, right? And then off she goes. She lands back down after 10 and a half minutes, right? And she kisses the ground. She kisses the ground. Astronauts were up in space.
The lads who went last June.
Were up there for about 9 months.
Yeah. Can't walk probably still getting the physio.
And she kisses the ground. I'm like, what are you doing?
I used to really love her as a teenager, guys. Like, I mean, her music meant, that Teenage Dream album was amazing. I'm so disappointed with how it's all gone.
Well, do you know what? We'll be disappointed if you went to space with Katy Perry and she started singing. It's exactly what she did.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she started singing It's a Wonderful World while up in space, and everyone had to just shut up and listen to her. Imagine this is like your very, very first experience. Obviously your first and only experience with seeing space. You're shot up into the sky. You're seeing that the Earth is a globe. You're seeing the moon over there and, you know, stars and whatever. And you've Katy Perry singing It's a Wonderful World. I'd be going spare. I really, really would. But then I was thinking about all the other things that I did probably in the day, or that I could think of, that would actually be longer than the amount of time Katy Perry was in space for. Things like the time it takes me to get up, get dressed, brush my teeth, start my car and drive to work. That's actually longer.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I need a good 15 minutes for that.
My drive to work is longer than Katy Perry was up in space, and my drive to work is very, very quick. A takeaway to get delivered takes ages. Katy Perry was in space for much shorter than that. Taylor Swift's All Too Well is longer. The song All Too Well is longer than Katy Perry was in space for.
One song.
A WhatsApp voice note from my girlfriend. Longer than Katy Perry was in space for. The White Lotus theme tune. I'd be skipping through that. Like,
it goes on and on.
30 seconds. The time it takes to figure out why the printer isn't working. It's always toner. And it takes ages for everyone to figure it out. The time it takes to figure out what the text from your older relative actually says. I'd be like trying to translate that. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? The time it takes to producer Callum to talk to us after we've made a mistake. And it takes longer to move a photo around on Microsoft Word.
Fact.
For it to actually specifically where you want it to be. That's all the things that take longer than Katy Perry was on space for. It just annoys me that you can go to space because you're rich. Mm. That just annoys me. Do you know what I mean?
There's people... also, like, if we're to get into it as well, and like we won't hear, but it speaks for itself online, just the money and the effort and the resources that went into that. For what? Her to release a track list?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Their life is mad.
And so boring at the same time.
What a wonderful world.
Oh, yeah, she's a head wreck. I'm so connected to love. Girl, come on. Did you hear the news? SNL is apparently headed for the UK and will launch sometime in 2026.
Like their own version.
Like their own version. Same kind of creators are overseeing this as the US show. So just in case you don't know, for whatever reason, Saturday Night Live has been on telly, Saturday nights in New York for over five decades. And it's a great little mix they have going on. It does really well. We often talk about it in the show because it brings in some heavy hitters in terms of music stars that we play here at Spin.
It's some real American humor though. Like, it's not funny.
It is. I don't find it funny, but obviously
There's some very iconic like skits in it, but for the most part it's not great.
There's a bit of, as you said, sketch comedy in there, celebrity cameos. They kind of rotate hosts sometimes, and then the musical performances can be brilliant as well. So I'd mentioned earlier on that Lizzo's releasing new music. That just reminds me, that was on SNL last Saturday that performed a new song. So they bring in the big people, if you know what I mean. But it's going to come to London. Sky announced that
London,
a star-studded UK spin-off is in the works, and it's as I said, being overseen by the OG crew. Obviously they're protective of the brands and all the rest, and it's going to continue the same format, very fast paced and lively and all the rest.
I don't know if that's going to work. Like, I understand that they're going to do their own version, great, if they had full creative reign. But if they have the Americans doing it, it just won't be as good. Like, do you know in the American one, there's literally people whose job it is to hold up cue cards that have the exact script of what the skit is.
Yes.
And so, like, you won't ever see, like, the actors in the skits having the crack, like, in the scene. They'll be just looking at the board for their next line because they don't learn it. Do you know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. It's such a quick turnaround as well on a weekly basis.
It's just soulless or something. Mm. Yeah.
What night is Graham Norton on?
He's on a Friday.
So, yeah.
Records on a Thursday, I think.
What's Saturday night? There's not much going on a Saturday night in UK TV, is there?
No, winning Anton, streak.
Well, the Ant and Dec Saturday night takeaway used to be the big live thing. But, like, back in the glory days, there was X Factor and everything like that.
Britain's Got Talent.
It's a bit dry, yeah. So, the kind of just the breakdown of an episode, you have the kind of cold open, which, you know, you'd see the late here in Ireland emulating with, like, you know, Patrick Keilty chatting to camera and stuff. Then you're going into a bit of a monologue. You've got sketches, musical performances. They do a weekend update then. So, obviously, at that point, they're like, it can be kind of political at times as well.
Yeah, I do like that.
And then more musical performances, more sketches, rap, etc. But I was thinking, if the UK are getting their slimy hands on it, why can't we here in Ireland?
Yeah, we've slimy hands too. Yeah, we want some.
I was thinking, if we were to do this here, I think, as soon as I thought about this, Ireland, SNL, Jedward. Jedward have to be involved.
What Jedward? Like, what would they do?
Hosts.
Oh,
they
God.
Are the first hosts. No, they have the glitz and the glam and the fabulousness and the divaness.
And the ADHD.
Now, Callum sent us a photo in the group the other day when he was flying to England. And basically, Mary Lou McDonald was on his Ryanair flight to England last Friday or last Thursday, whenever it was. And I just thought, the special guest, I think, on the first week, I want to bring her in and I want to get a review of her ham and cheese panini. did she use the getaway cafe, what was her experience like, the leg room, etc. Musical performances, there's normally two, so I want to really, you know, show the diversity of Irish talent. So we'd kick off with the first musical performance being Lyra. Classy.
Okay.
Fabulous. Pat Short is guest two.
Yeah.
Jumbo breakfast roll. Just give people a real flavour.
Okay, this is episode one. We're going for a real, like, heavy hitter.
All the stars.
Yeah.
And then in terms of a sketch, keeping it current, I'd like kind of a chaotic mocking of a presidential debate.
Uh-huh.
Obviously with everything going on here at the moment. And I would like to see exaggerated versions of Roy Keane, Hosier and Joanne McNally all vying for the presidential position.
Yeah, very good.
All played by Mario Rosenstein.
Yes, exactly.
Mario, exactly.
There you
listen,
go.
Guys, we got it all going on over here.
I think RTE, if we were to do this, because let's be real, it probably would be RTE if they were to get it. And I think they'll get it completely wrong. And I think they'd put the host for this Saturday Night Live comedy show, I think they'd give it to Dahi O'Shea.
But they would.
Do you know what I mean?
They would, wouldn't
I
they?
I think they'd give it to him. Comedians they'd get. Yeah. The comedians they'd get, I think they'd get Dara Breen. I think Aisling B, but she, you know, she probably won't show up because she's too big, so they'd probably get Emma Doran. And maybe Deirdre O'Kane. And I think the musical performances would be Mary Byrne. from The X Factor.
Yeah.
And a special guest, I think, would be Cillian Sonnenbrun because he looks a bit like Rory McIlroy, and that was the kind of big thing this week.
Yeah.
So I think the skit that they do would be like the jacket that Rory got from winning the Masters doesn't fit him, and it's like way too oversized and it makes him look tiny. And also he starts to notice things on the jacket like mayonnaise and random parts, or like it's dyed, or it's dyed pink, or it rips. And it turns out it was all a joke by like his wife, who is, you know, wasn't she served divorce papers by him there any, like last year or something like that? But then it was all, they're all fine now. So I'd like the thought that that would be going on for Rory McIlroy.
I think we have enough going on. We can't even fill a late, late line.
I actually agree with you, but I don't want to start in our life, but I do think that there's a room for comedy. There's a room for sketch shows. Like, there's been a couple, like Emma Dorn, Sean Burke and Michael Fry were doing a comedy show only a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I can't remember what it was called, but it was very good. Like, the clips were fantastic. Mm. There is room for comedy if they do it correctly.
Yeah, we have such great comedians at the moment.
You really do.
A lot more fun
with
that.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a very interesting point. Yeah, they need to be pushing our comedians
I just don't think
more.
It needs to be an SNL type vibe. It can just be our own thing.
Yeah, fact. And the one thing about the UK version is they do have the stars that would fill a lineup week in, week out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they just do. It's
hell
just
yeah.
More people.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Days.
Yeah, we want to send you off on your holidays. You could be winning your way to Fuerteventura, all but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. My mom and her friend are actually, I've told you loads of times in the show, so if you haven't, sorry if I'm repeating myself, but also if I haven't told you, my granddad's been living in Spain for like 45 years.
Oh, yeah.
The back condition had to move to the sun, blah, blah, blah. But he's over there at the moment, so my mom naturally visits him as often as she can, and she's over there at the moment with her friend, so she dragged her friend with her for the trip.
Very nice.
It's rained consistently for 5 days.
What's going on with like Spain and Portugal and the Canaries? Like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, I'm going to Albufeira on Thursday, and I'm just looking at the weather here, and it's 40% chance of rain. I'm like, I'm going for a break.
This is Thursday week you're going.
Yeah, Thursday week.
Yeah, I think if you want this trip, definitely just keep an eye on the weather and watch the trends and how things improve. You know, when you're going on holidays though, and you're like, the thing is, your only job is to relax and chill out. Without the weather, there is very little.
It's very hard to do. It's very, very hard to do.
Like, you're stuck in an apartment with very limited Wi-Fi and like just Spanish TV. There's not much to do with yourself. Anyway, we'll be sending you to Fuerteventura, and you can go in their sunshine for 7 nights. Staying at Pierre in Vakinches Village and just kick back, relax, enjoy the
city. You decide when to go, and go when it's like the nicest, go when it's the warmest, and you're going to have a great time. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Who's on to play?
It's Alex this morning. How are you?
I work for my family. My auntie actually owns her own company, so.
Oh, very nice.
I just work in a little office admin job.
What does the company do?
It's like electronic waste.
Okay.
Interesting, girl.
I don't understand at all.
Electrical waste is in disposing of things safely? ?
Yes, of course.
Alex, gotcha. was that company on the news last night by any chance?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I seen someone on the news talking. I'm so old. Was that on the news?
Were you watching that, the 6-1?
I was watching the 6-1.
There was dinner on your lap.
There was a warehouse with a load of electricity, but people are getting good at recycling electricity, which is good.
Yeah, finally.
All right, Alex.
Really,
it sounds like a good job, and I'm glad you enjoy it.
Family as well is good. Is always good.
Yeah, you're working on something big.
And Alex, what's the story with holidays? When's the last time you managed to take a break?
Do you know what? This is actually terrible. I was only away a couple of weeks ago. We were in Cheltenham. We went over for the weekend.
Amazing.
We're looking for sunshine though, gal. Don't you worry. It's not exactly bikini vibes over there. We're talking about like just the book and the beach, you know?
Yeah, let's see if we can get you to...
It's been a while.
Yeah, right. Well, let's see if we can sort you out then, and we can get you the tan, and we can get you the sun and the heat and all that in Fuerteventura. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Alex?
No.
All right, I'm going to run you through it, but in essence, it's just some songs are going to play and you have to guess what they are. Alright, 25 seconds are going to go on the clock, and 5 songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, and if you do, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, Alex, you only need to mention one artist, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap, Alex. And then when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one.
Okay.
All right, Alex, where are you from?
Tala.
Alex from Tala. The best of luck. We got 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, what's that song?
Stop
the clock.
Beautiful, well done, Alex.
Well done.
All right, we've 17.8 seconds left on the clock. 18, 9, 21, 22. Took about 7 seconds there, so let's try to speed it up, but you're off to a good start.
Off to a good start, Alex. Not too bad at all. Let's go for song two. This is very doable. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Can't be said, I'm an early
bird. 10 o'clock before I say a word. He's from Wicklow.
Baby, I can. Oh, God, I can't remember.
Why don't you swap it out, Alex?
Yeah, swap.
Swap, all right, let's do it.
Hosier there, a massive song from the early part of last year and all across last summer as well. Hosier and Too Sweet, that caught you there, but not to worry. Back to 17.8 seconds on the clock and a brand new song too for you. Keep the faith, gal.
Yeah, no bother, Alex. You're a good player. Don't worry about this. Take a deep breath in and we'll play a brand new song too in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Stop the clock.
Come on, Alex.
Spot on. That was spot on. That was 4 seconds.
Yeah, literally. Only went to talk up 4 seconds of your time. So you still have 13 seconds to play with and 3 songs to go. So look, keep it up.
Let's go for song 3, Alex. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. No jump in the gun, but we're
both still young. Miley Cyrus.
Yes. What's the song called? Didn't know what
I want till I saw your from Beyonce's face. Album. Say goodbye
to the 3, 2, 1. Damn it.
Oh, God.
Oh, Alex, you were a really, really good player. Like, fantastic. That was Miley Cyrus and Beyonce. And the song was called Two Most Wanted.
Look, gal.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Would you not?
No. I don't think I would have.
No, I didn't know the name of it.
Okay.
That was
all right.
A tough one. Oh, but Alex, did you have fun?
Yes, I did.
But that's
thank
all
you.
That matters. Thank you so much for listening and thank you for playing, Alex. Have a fantastic day.
No problem. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Let's just go through them again, Dave, right? Okay. I know you know the songs now, but I want to just test your speed, okay, in answering.
Go on.
All right, because I feel like we're making some progress here. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Pay the toll.
I've already forgotten. Abracadabra, Lady Gaga.
Was that? Did you genuinely forget?
Yeah, did you? I kind of go. See, it's very hard when you're on the spot. Like, I kind of understand why people don't get this
song
game.
Song 2 plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Too Sweet, Hosier.
Very good. Song 3 plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Two Most Wanted, Beyonce and Miley Cyrus.
From what album by Beyonce? Not a required question.
No, not a required question. Keep going. Oh, well, no, we can't because then someone would know tomorrow's song 4.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't be doing
can
that.
Can we do that? No, no, no.
No, no, that'll change.
No. All right, okay. Listen, tomorrow you could be winning this holiday and if you would like to get on the air to play, message us the word golden, please. 087-711-1038. Producer Callum loves to rub it in. Poor old Alex just off the phone and the song she missed on song 2. Here it is. Hosier's Too Sweet. Billy did an interview, right, the other day. I think it was for Vogue. Was it Vogue magazine? I'm not sure. One of them anyway. One of the big ones. And instead of just a regular journalist doing the interview, the likes of SZA and other stars like Chapel Roan asked all the questions.
Oh, interesting.
So SZA asked her a question about her dreams and does she ever have a nightmare? And she revealed that her last nightmare was about a burrito truck and how they kept forgetting her order.
Okay.
She was like standing there being like, oh, am I next? Have
it's
you ever been
know.
There? We were like, oh, come on. Any
it's
chance?
Good to know what her problems are.
And she releases such deep, dark music.
Yeah, yeah,
and you think, oh, God, you're being asked
I don't want to. I don't want to see what Billie Eilish's nightmares are like.
Yeah, it's going to be heavy. But no, instead, she was just fuming in her dreams because she never got her burrito.
Quirky, random, crazy.
So relatable.
So relatable. It spins fully charged, recharged.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Business owners meet Progressive Insurance. They make it easy to get discounts on commercial auto insurance and find coverages to grow with your business. Quote in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.